You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Brad Deitzer, the founder and CEO of Deitzer, an award-winning management consulting firm that works with leaders to create great companies inside and out in times of transition, growth, and crisis. Mr. Deitzer, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to share our philosophies and leading clarity and all that we do.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you in those regards. Thanks for your time as well. So for starters, and a good place to start, what is the clarity conundrum?
So we live it today. Leaders, entrepreneurs are working in an environment that is different than probably any time in history. We're dealing with a constant state of change. There's chaos in the world. Political, societal, social, technological changes that are happening. And leaders are forced to make decisions in high-stakes environment that they're often dealing with competing needs and priorities where there's not one obvious answers. And the decisions that leaders make today have the potential to define their company and determine their ultimate success. And we identify these decisions, these kind of inflection points or daily puzzles as clarity conundrums, and they take different forms in companies and the lives of leaders. And clarity conundrums include the need for a new vision or a new direction for a company, repositioning, maybe a growth imperative. Sometimes it results from a new concept, a new a merger, a new leader gets put in, a division, a company, an acquisition, a safety issue. There's a whole host of what we call these conundrums, and what they all have in common is that they require clarity as a process to successfully navigate kind of the necessary transition to the desired future state.
And of course, we've heard the phrase thinking inside the box or think outside the box, but why do you advocate thinking inside the box?
Sure. So for much of my early career, I was prized as an outside-the-box thinker. My clients would rely on me to produce ideas and solutions that were different and really way outside the mainstream. I was wildly creative, but what I learned over time is that creativity didn't always align with the desired outcomes, the desired results for a company. And about two decades ago, I began to rethink the box paradigm, and using client results and research, we really begin to validate this concept that when we think inside the box, that's where real creativity, innovation, and performance is birthed. And the reality is when we think about inside the box or outside the box, when we think about it, we very rarely think about defining what that box is. So we work with our clients to help define their box and understand the power from a leadership perspective to understand the definition that is your company and how it makes leadership that much more effective. But it gives the people around us, the people who work for and with us, the opportunity to really embrace what it is that we stand for and directionally where we're going. So that's why we're such big proponents of inside-the-box thinking and why it's so important in driving performance today.
Yeah, good stuff there. Tell us, there are six sides to clarity. How do leaders best assess their six sides and work in the most efficient way to gain clarity for their organization?
So there are different ways that leaders can go about that. I mean, the first part of defining an organization's box is to understand the six sides of it. And so, you know, one of the things that people tend to do is they think of their organization as flat. And we don't. We look at the organization as dimensional. And so that's why there's not four sides. There's six sides to the box. So the four sides that make up the box are direction, engagement, people, and operations. And the bottom of the box is the organizational identity, and the top of the box is the environment, the environmental factors that drive it. So what we encourage leaders to do is to begin to understand the first is to understand the four sides, where they are, where the direction and operations. And the direction is the vision and the strategy and the leadership. And the operational side really goes to how the organization is operating. And understanding, taking kind of an inventory of that. On the people and the engagement side of it, it's understanding the people, the cultural side of the organization. So we look at those two sides together as the culture side. We have a tool called the Clarity Performance Index that our clients use to give them a picture, a snapshot of where their organization is, and we have a version of it in our book, Leading Clarity, as well. So understanding where the organization is on those four sides is the start. And then as we really get to understand an organization, it starts from the bottom of the box where we think about the organization's identity. And that identity is really important, whether it's an entrepreneurial company that's in its early stages or whether it's a more developed organization. We really encourage leaders to go back to what is the purpose of the organization. And if it's an organization that's been around and we look back with the organization's characteristics, what was true about the organization 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or whatever stage it's in, what's true today, what needs to be true in the future, what do we value, and really getting to the foundational elements of the company. And we find that when leaders and leadership teams are able to get their head around that piece of it, again, no matter how successful they are, there's great conversation, the great learnings that can be had when you have that conversation. And then go to the top of the box, which is understanding the competitive environment, what's happening out in the marketplace. It gives the leader an opportunity to create a framework that's unique to his or her own company.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Brad Deitzer, the founder and CEO of Deitzer, an award-winning management consulting firm that works with leaders to create great companies inside and out in times of transition, growth, and crisis. His new book is called Leading Clarity, the Breakthrough Strategy to Unleash People, Profit, and Performance. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Mr. Deitzer, would you share one of your exercises, if you would, to help build purposeful positivity?
Sure. Well, part of what we tried to do in Leading Clarity is fill the book with not just stories and not just different learnings and philosophies, but a number of different exercises for leaders to put their own ideas into practice. And so one of the things that we talk about a lot in the book, and it's core to our philosophy, is the idea of positive psychology being an important element in driving performance in an organization. And we have a number of exercises in the book that help to do that. One of the ones that I practice every single week is one that we call purposeful positivity. And it's a simple exercise, and it's asking the leader to identify three things that they need to let go of. What do they need to leave behind? We tend to carry things forward with us, even things that we need to let go of. So part of the exercise is putting down three things that, whether the things that didn't go well or created negativity, put them down and let them go. Then identifying five things that they must take forward. What are those things that, when completed, bring positive value to you, your company, what's ahead of you? These are tasks, projects, obstacles that must be addressed. And then finally, we ask for 10 expressions of gratitude for the things that we've accomplished. Leaders today especially in entrepreneurial organizations where there's just this, the constant movement, the constant going forward, we tend to be grateful for those people around us, but often, and we express that often, but we don't take time to be grateful for ourselves and what we're doing. So it's a purposeful exercise and to identify those things that we're grateful for. And that's one of a number of different exercises that go to really building that positivity. There are others that deal with positive energy and the flow of energy of a leader and eliminating obstacles, which we call circuit breakers. So there's a whole host of things that are fun to practice.
Now, if you would, comment on dementiality. What is it and how have you experienced it?
So when we talk about dimensionality, we talk about just the idea that companies today are not one-dimensional. And so many leaders today are going at problems in a one-dimensional way. You know, communications can solve that, or I can approach that with strategy. And what we really espouse is the fact that today, organizations, the complexity of organizations, the people that work for organizations, and the environment in which we work requires a different approach. And that's where dimensionality comes in, and the kind of the holistic view that we work with leaders and their teams to achieve. And that's really what clarity is all about. Clarity is a process that addresses the complexity of business and the dimensionality of the solutions that's required to drive performance in today's business.
Yeah, tremendous points there. And if you would, taking that further, what do you mean when you talk about alignment? How do leaders best create a culture that encourages alignment?
So alignment is really critical inside an organization. And alignment is really simply, once you've defined the box and there's clarity around where you're going, what you're about, what you stand for, how you work, it's important to ensure that all layers of the organization and organizations that are smaller, not even layers, just people across the organization share the same picture of where we are, what is expected, where we're going. We talk a lot about expectation in the book and how setting expectation is so important. And so creating that alignment, that agreement, if you will, around the things that are going to be the most important to the company are really fundamental to helping us move forward. And part of what we talk about is when we're in alignment, we're able to recognize those things that get us out of alignment. We call those masqueraders of clarity. And there are things in our organizations, whether they're policies, whether it's political correctness, sometimes it's boards that can masquerade as one thing and take us off course. So getting people to share the same vision, the same purpose, the same direction helps us to move an organization forward.
Well, Mr. Deitcher, really has been great to have had you. A lot of wealth of information shared here for all leaders that are tuning in, and thank you for your time. And definitely want to give you an opportunity to give us one last final thought, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today.
Well, we believe in the power of clarity and the way that it can change businesses, and we encourage people to look into what we do. You can visit braddeitcher.com and give you information on Leading Clarity, the book, and some of the teachings that we put out there.
Mr. Deitcher, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
And I did as well. I'd say let's do this again. We've been speaking with Mr. Brad Deitcher, the founder of a top consulting firm called Deitcher, where he helps businesses find clarity and manage major transitions. His new book is called Leading Clarity, the Breakthrough Strategy to Unleash People, Profit, and Performance. And for further details and for contact, visit braddeitcher.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye. And you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.